Right now, I want to talk with Dr. Marty Boone, who's a PhD and is a psychologist, and also Scott Fields, who's president-elect of the Psychologists Association in West Virginia. Good morning to you both. Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on. Marty, good morning to you. Okay, I've talked to you guys before, but refresh the public on this. You guys are here. You're pushing legislation, and Marty, we'll start with you, to try to differentiate, I believe is what you're trying to do, between PhD psychologists and people and others who are trained and are practicing as psychologists but are not PhD psychologists. Is that close? Give me your take on it.
Yes, that's pretty close. So what we're trying to do is to really bring title clarity to the citizens of West Virginia so that when they go in for psychological care, they understand that they're being seen potentially by people with two different levels of training. It's kind of like when you go into your doctor's office and the physician assistants clearly announce themselves as not physicians.
Mm-hmm. Scott, what do we have now in West Virginia? What's the setup now?
What we have now is two different training tracks, essentially. We have folks who will go and get their master's degree and then work 4 or 5 years under supervision, and eventually, if they pass all the requisite tests, get the title of psychologist. And then we also have the track that's akin to the other 49 states, where folks will go get their doctorate and then get a year of supervised experience to get that title of licensed psychologist.
But if the person who has a master's in psychology and does field work under the tutelage, is that correct? Of a PhD? Am I right about that?
Or a master's level.
Okay, okay. So they're out there and they get that. And then and they can call themselves psychologists on their shingle. And that's what you guys object to. You do not believe they should be able to call themselves psychologists. Correct, Marty?
The main thrust, Hoppy, is to make sure that they understand who they're seeing. It's not a matter of what we believe they should be called. It's a matter of bringing title clarity to the citizens of West Virginia so that when I go into my doctor's office, if a physician's assistant shows up to see me, I know there's a difference in training. I know that individual did not attend medical school, which is the nationally recognized educational experience to be called a physician.
I have to argue the other side because they're not here. I imagine that the other side, the master's level psychologist would say, I have a master's in psychology. I have this training. I can provide services equal to or similar to, Scott, what a PhD provides.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that folks with varying degrees can provide services, and that's not something we would want to stop. We want, we work alongside clinical social workers, we work alongside master's level counselors, physicians assistants. Our issue is with title clarity, so that you as the consumer would know exactly what the training is of who you're seeing.
Put a face on this. What would you be able to do for a patient? And this, I know you're talking about the title clarity, but it's still relevant. What would you be able to do for a patient that a master's level could not do?
Well, by virtue of the 4 additional years of clinical training that I have, there are lots of clinical services that I can provide that somebody with a 2-year degree would not be able to provide to that patient.
Put a face on it. Give an example.
Well, okay, you have a brain injury.
Okay.
And you want to know, hey, when can I return to work? And if I can return to work, what limitations might that place on me? And I'm able to develop a list of tests to kind of evaluate your functions and to use those tests to make really good predictions about what problems you may have, how long you may have them, and what sorts of accommodations might be helpful to you at work and how long those accommodations might be necessary.
And a person at a master's level could not do that?
No.
I think a larger issue is who we are reimbursed to see.
How do you mean?
The federal government mandates who gets what title and who gets paid for what. And the fact of the matter is that folks with a master's degree in psychology cannot get paid to see folks who are veterans under TRICARE or in the VA hospital or are Medicare recipients, because the federal government only recognizes the doctoral standard in psychology, as they do for physician or pharmacy or what have you.
You said, and Marty, you said we're the only state that still has it this way. So if we took everything that's here and we moved over to Maryland, then a person in West Virginia who has a master's, who has psychologist on their shingle, what would be on their shingle instead of psychologist?
Well, it would depend on what board of licensure.
Okay.
but they would be a licensed professional counselor, most likely. They'd be a licensed professional counselor and very welcomed in that state as they would be in our state, but we have a different title for them underneath the psychology licensure, which I think actually they fit there a lot better. They're a lot more akin to us than they are the professional counselors.
Another thing I think that's important is that this bill that's being introduced today, House Bill 4477, would not impact anyone who is currently a psychologist or anyone who is currently in training to be a psychologist.
Okay.
Either
so
with a matching from their psychologist that they're already seeing. That would be counterintuitive to what we want to accomplish
okay.
as an organization.
All right. By the way, as you walk through the Capitol today, there ought to be a lot of good case studies here today. You guys should stick around, set up a little booth, you know, like Lucy did, you know, set up a little booth, help people out. Scott Fields and Marty Boone, thanks for both for coming by. We'll watch the bill, see what happens with it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hoppy.
All right, good to see you. We're going to take a break and come back.